Aren't they closed today?
They are closed today.
Yeah, I thought so.
Those visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site found locked doors and signs saying the site was closed as a result of the shutdown. North Carolina resident Sharma Vaney was among those hoping to see the site and was surprised to learn it wasn't open.
I've never been here before. I'm out here wanting to take pictures to show my kids and everything, and now I have to go home and be like, they actually closed this down, and I don't understand why they would do this.
Vaney was able to go inside the King Center, which is right near the historic site, because it's privately run. But she had been hoping to tour the site's visitor center and historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King preached many of his sermons.
Why is that I can't see this just because they decided to shut down the government? Why shut down the government, really? Take it from the state park, shut it down? I'm sorry, this upsets me.
Goodness.
Can you?
Yeah, a little bit. You can see
through the crack here.
Yes, through the crack here.
Up the street, 24-year-old Atlanta resident David Barron and his friend Will Julian from Connecticut peer into a tiny window near the kitchen in King's birth home.
This is where Coretta and his mother and even grandmother would have cooked their family meals.
Both were trying to catch a glimpse of the home because they were unable to tour it because it was also closed due to the shutdown. It's something Barron says is unfortunate.
I was most excited about showing him something in my city that I'm most proud of. And it was disappointing for me to not be able to take him through all of it and not give him the experience.
Many visitors hope the shutdown won't last too long, and they're able to visit the historic site sometime again when it's open. Michelle Worth, WABE News.